Not really. I thought it was going to be a tall task coming in for the mere fact of playing on such a short week, having a ton of injuries, having to come across the country. And, that's always difficult. And then you're not just facing your average team. You're facing a Bill Belichick-led team, and especially a defense with them coming off a loss as well. So I thought it was kind of, going to be a difficult task for the Raiders.
It's a weird question because I don't even know if you get a chance to read Belichick's demeanor, and he's pretty close to the vest. But I just wonder what he's like now without Brady. If he seems, max motivated, is he a little bit different to kind of, acting a little bit different now to try to prove that he could do it without Brady?
I'm sure there is that, in the back of his mind, and I'm sure there's a kind of little extra edge and chip. We don't see it. I haven't seen anything different, but I have, been around him. We've had now two games, and this will be our third coming up with the Patriots. And the way he talks about Cam Newton and the how impressed he's been since he, stepped foot in Foxborough, and just the rapport between the two, and how he's just effusive in praise when it comes to Cam Newton. And, maybe, having coached with, alongside and played whatever, with Tom Brady, it's just they were together for so long that you didn't have to have those conversations. But we are having those conversations with Cam, being that he's so new. And I mean, everything that Bill Belichick says has been positive about Cam Newton. And that's kind of a different side that, you don't normally see.
It's the voice of Tracy Wilson from CBS here on Cofield and Company. I'm still amazed, and I don't know if you were thinking about this as you're watching, Cam be successful and lead a team. I'm still amazed by the fact that he was available. I still don't understand how Tracy. I don't understand how the Patriots got him. And I grew up a Jets fan, so I've been dealing with Belichick for 20 plus years. Like everyone around the league must be wondering, like, how did this happen? But it's the league's fault. Why didn't anyone else grab him?
It's un. Believable. It really is. And you know what? First of all, I'm a Jets fan too, Jets. It's
Oh,
struggling. It's painful.
God.
But with that being said, I mean, you look around and you're like, there were so many teams that were able to grab him, that need him, and that could use him right now. And, Cam, I mean, he is coming in with that extra edge, the chip on his shoulder. He talked about it so much with us. He's been very open about it. 86 days out of a job. And it came down to June. I mean, it didn't seem like, the Patriots were sitting back. They weren't looking, it didn't seem like, at, waiting and waiting. And then they realized in June that the guy's still available. They're like, what is going on here? This is a steal. Only Bill Belichick and the Patriots when it comes to this. And, Cam Newton, like I said, he had conversations and he's like, I can't believe that no one else would take a chance on me. He goes down that schedule now and he looks at it and he's like, they passed. They passed. They passed. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, and he's still a very intimidating figure. You have to game plan for him, especially after the first two games. And we talked about it on Monday, breaking down the Raiders, and we thought a lot of the Raiders' struggles against the run was the fact that they concentrated so hard on Cam Newton that it opened up lanes for everyone else. I mean, that was outrageous in an NFL game to allow 250 yards rushing, and especially with guys like Rex Burkhead stepping up.
You're exactly right. I mean, so just like Bill Belichick takes away, the Raiders' number one guy in Darren Waller, while the Raiders say, okay, we're going to take away Cam and we're not going to let him run all over us. But Cam has shown in these first few games that, they, and so the Patriots also, that they can win on the ground and they can win in the air, and they can win with Cam playing the option and they can win without him. And so they were able to do that. And I mean, kudos to the Raiders, because those first, few drives, and they came out and this defense, putting a stop right there. I think they ran out of gas after a while. And when you're just running the ball and running the ball and running the ball, and there's so many different options with the Patriots when it comes to running the football, you don't even have James White out there. You never know who's going to get the ball. And all of a sudden, J.J. Taylor, their rookie, looks incredible. And then you have Sony Michel, who hasn't really had a 100-yard game. And then there he is. He knows that there's a chance when Damian Harris comes back that he goes into the, the doghouse. And so he steps up. And it was just, a perfect, storm, unfortunately, for the Raiders.